Ado Abdi's livelihood depends on livestock, but there is a drought. After four failed rainy seasons, millions in arid areas have little to eat and their animals are dying. In a few days, voters will head to the polls. Abdi and his neighbors say they are more focused on staying alive than casting their ballot.
Politicians have come to look for votes. They have not told us how they will resolve our problems. They just want votes.
Livestock worth millions of dollars have died since October last year. Conflict over resources, boundaries, and banditry are not making things easier.
Many herders have left their homes to look for food and water. They have gone to other areas to try and save their animals, but it also means thousands of them may not be able to vote.
Politicians will wrap their campaigns on Saturday. They are promising better living conditions.
There are parts of this country where, you know, nobody wants to know about it and you know, what goes on in that part of the... And unfortunately, the county governments have also not been very useful because the county governments have resources to provide assistance to drought victims. What has happened is that these county governments have not allocated enough money to livestock-related activities.
These community elders say their issues have not been prioritized.
I born here. My children are schooling here. I don't have a job. My income generation is livestock. Where I school, my daily food is coming from the livestock. You see? My livestock all has gone. My grandfather has died. Huh? My children, all they have gone. So, example, I'm asking you. If my generation income is livestock and it has gone, why do I vote?
Those vying for political positions in this region have talked about ambitious plans to reduce poverty. But many people here say they want less talk and more action. Catherine Soy, Al Jazeera, Garissa County.